You know on TV, when they have a fishing show on TV, they catch the fish, but they let it go. They don't want to eat the fish, but they do want to make it late for something. Where were you? I got caught.
Zach, do me a favor.
Yeah, babe.
Look up if there's been a Hurricane Christopher and a Hurricane Paul.
There's not been a Hurricane Chris or... Well, let's see. Or Corey, by the way.
Well, I figured Corey's long shot.
And no Paul.
Damn it. I wanted to see if we could bet on which hurricane caused more damage.
We're going to bet on tropical disasters?
Yeah. Gambling kicks ass.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, Dave, the Twins are playing, and we actually are going to win a bet tonight.
Finally. Man, the over has run dry.
Oh, totally. But, you know, I think with this one, we're back to like 8-11, so we're within shouting distance of 500 at least.
But don't stop believing.
Yes. So for our favorite listener, Lou Cove, your Twins are currently up 12-2 on the Drunken Sconnies. So good news there. And there's still time to tack on some more dongs. So we always are in favor of more dongs here on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Yes, we are a dong positive podcast.
And speaking of dongs, I think Lou's going to start getting some interesting texts here in the near future because Lou is actively texting now. Can you believe it?
I honestly cannot believe it. Just wait until Creasel gets his cell phone number and sends him, the penis.
Or some Brazilian fart porn. Maybe that's Lou. Maybe that'll be Lou's thing. Who knows?
Yeah, wait until Lou starts texting Creasel, link, please.
Of course. So welcome to texting, Lou. Feel free to text me anytime. I will give you the twin score, just in case you can't get the score.
Hey, movie phone. Hey, twin score phone.
Why don't you just tell me the score of the Twins game? All right. Well, we have a fun show for you tonight. Hopefully, we're going to do a bets update, a quotes of the week, and then we're going to do, in your thoughts, Bets Investigates. Quotes, you've done some investigating, and I decided it was time to throw my hat in the ring, so I'm going to do my first investigation. Then we're going to hear a song from Meat Sauce Robot, and we're going to do quotes, notes. So lots of stuff to get to tonight. As always, we want to thank our Patreon listeners and let you know that we got plenty of interest in the old Patreon Guillotine League, so I think that's definitely a go. I got to get that set up here. I've already done, I think, 3 or 4 fantasy football drafts, so I'm off and running already to my crazy fall addiction of fantasy football. So, Dave, you looking forward to doing some Guillotine with our Patreons?
I do. My whole fantasy, I've been playing fantasy football since I've been 12 years old. And, when the church has been promoting the Guillotine League and got in my first one last year. And I think it literally has revolutionized fantasy sports. And I cannot wait to get back into the Guillotine this year.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree 100%. I had so much more fun in my Guillotine leagues last year. So cannot wait to get back to it, and hopefully I last a little bit longer than I did last year. So.
Rosie.
All right, well, let's get going with a bets update. I actually made a new intro for the bets update. I hope you like it, because we might have this one forever.
Oh, boy.
Partridge.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
I think the over-under on the number of times I've listened to that is about 100.
That's going to be my text tone for whenever you contact me. Holy shit, that is so cool.
Barrero doing Skrillex. It's perfect in every way, shape, and form. My only thought when I made that is I just hope there's some small way that Dan Barrero hears that someday. So, anyway.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. All right. Well, let's get on with some beds. The Vancouver Wild series is unfortunately over and ended very quickly in overtime of Game 4. Vancouver beat the Wild 3-1. There goes my 75-1 ticket on the Wild. But that was a cash event for Paul Meatsauce Lambert, who won $100 from Corey Cove for the Wild Victory Series, or for the Vancouver Victory Series, I should say.
Yeah, good thing, Corey offered that. Paul, you could just pay 80% of the bet out right away, and, after game one, and we just call it. Obviously that was, he's just trying to make fun of Paul, but. Good thing he didn't do that because, wow, they looked like shit for the rest of the last three games there.
Looked a little bit disinterested, that's for sure. So,
just a bit.
Yeah. The next bet I want to talk about was the Hawk and Sauce bet on the Twins over versus Tommy for $50. Tommy just picked a random day to take the under on the Twins game. And as we talked about earlier, so far that's actually been the play. But thankfully that night, the over hit and Hockey and Sauce each pocketed $50 off of Tommers.
Hell yeah. And no dollar bet this week either.
No dollar bet this week. It was a rare
off. I love
off.
Those dollar bets.
It's been a rare off week. Well, Sauce has been out. It's usually Sauce and Corey versus What Hockey Knows on the dollar bet. So maybe we'll get one on Friday when Sauce gets back.
I feel like at the end of the year, Zach Daniels needs to make some bet that ends the total handle in 69. So yeah. Like whatever, 10,069.
Definitely, yeah. So we have a nice odd number there.
Yes.
The last bet to talk about is the big one of the week, and that was the PGA Championship. It got really interesting. It was a very tight leaderboard all weekend long. We had about four or five contenders for most of the weekend. Hockey had the lead going into Sunday. He got eclipsed fairly quickly. Jason Day put up a good round, and meanwhile, Bryson DeChambeau slowly worked his number down, and they ended up tied, and so Dustin Johnson came to the 18th, tied with them in a three-way tie after he had a chip in on 16, and it all came down to about a 20-foot birdie putt for Dustin Johnson, and that ball found the bottom of the hole, and Chris Hockey walks away with $1,225 for the victory. That was a $900 putt, because if he misses that, it would have been a three-way with him and Lawyer Lambert and Carly. Which
has happened
a
number
day.
Of times.
Yes. Lawyer Lambert was all too happy to point that out. So, so yeah, Hawk with a big PGA win on DJ.
Yeah. I think he has to, that's a hand pay in Minnesota. So he's got to fill out some more tax forms here for getting audited. But how did nobody pick Colin Morikawa? I'm sorry. I know a lot of people who aren't like super into golf are kind of like, who's this random guy who won the PGA Championship? But even like the betting lines, he's one of the top 15 guys on the board for the week.
For sure. Yeah. And I will say, pat on our back. Well, not pat on you're on my back, but our league in general, we had him picked. Drunk John Kreisel cashed in with Colin Morikawa. So,
I had an outright on him to win.
Apparently we knew what we were doing. The Power Trip guys are still catching up. So
yes.
But yes, it was so good to have a major. It was a lot of fun. Even Corey was watching it. I mean, it was, the golf majors are a lot of fun. I think they draw a good general interest. So got for another sure. one here and not too long in the U.S. Open. So looking forward to that.
Well, and like Hawk has never won like a horse race bet or a golf bet. I mean, those are the biggest Power Trip bets, really, because you got so many people chipping in. So this has got to be Hawk's first, big cash in Power Trip bet history.
It's actually not, because if you had paid attention to my tweeting, instead of being up north and distracted with fun, Hawk actually has a two major winning streak, because he won the Open last year as the last major of the year. And so Hawk has actually won two majors in a row. He'll be going for the three-peat at the U.S. Open. So Hopefully Justin Thomas is available to him at that time.
Classic power trip quotes to meat sauce it there.
For sure. Well, speaking of quotes, let's get on to some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, friends. It is time for the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with the Chicken Finger King, Corey Cove.
In 1990, Crayola's senior crayon maker retired after 37 years. And he revealed that he was colorblind.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? So that was 1990 that happened. Yesterday, the lead fashion designer of Affliction retired and admitted he was blind.
How dare you? It's my favorite leather jacket. I love it. I don't care if it's Affliction. It's cool.
Gotta love the Affliction jab there on hockey.
It was so funny because it was like a delayed reaction by everybody else because I think they thought he was serious for half a second. Didn't really put the joke together. So
I know. I kind of second guessed myself too there. And I was like, oh, wait. And I was like, oh, gotta pull that quick. Gotta pull that audio quick.
I'm like, that's 100% joke when he's talking about Affliction. For sure.
Oh, that was genius. Well, hockey got in the mix here at number 2. It's Chris Hockey.
Hard to say. Yeah. I guess P90X sounds better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But curls.
That's yeah. It's hard to do push-ups with a boner.
Right.
I mean, that's State Fair T-shirt.
It's hard to do push-ups with a boner.
I can think of a couple of comebacks to that that would have been major digs at Chris Hockey. So.
But Chuck, why don't you keep those to yourself? You know, yeah. Direct them at someone else, like Smitty or Pasta Bolognese, or you know, Seam Bear.
Yes, but excellent quote nonetheless.
All right, and our number 1 quote of the week, and this is going to make the field of 64 for the quote of the year tournament. At number 1, it is Zach Halverson.
42.
And she, yeah, and Mother just 22.
Ooh, God, okay. That mother. My gosh.
Dude, my goodness. He's old. He's old enough to be his perfuthert.
Yeah, he's back in the league. So it takes a week,
man. That's back up.
Back in the league.
You are number 1
City
again.
Stages, I hope you're listening, because Zach versus Sauce 2021. We have a new leader in the clubhouse.
You mothered.
You mothered. What a name.
Know, and that was a very Zach Daniels joke in there. You know, he plays with the puns a little bit. But that one was clever. That was really strong from Zach.
That was a really, really good play on the whole mothered. So well done, Zach.
Oh, all right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. Well, this week on Your Thoughts, we're going to do Bets Investigates, we're going to do Meat Sauce Robot, and we're going to do Quotes Notes. So a couple weeks ago, Dave, you might remember that they brought up the whole Manny's Receipt. It was obviously a prelude to the Manny's Receipt t-shirt that went on sale, which looked shockingly like the one that you designed.
It kind of did.
But they, of course, had the original receipt, which I guess we'll give them props on that for having the original receipt. But yeah.
There goes 3 hours of my time trying to recreate that.
You might remember that when they were talking about it, they asked Zach to pull the audio from when Mark Rosen said that he would pay for the Manny's dinner for the curling team. And Zach is unbelievable at finding stuff, whether it's Googling something or finding audio. He does it quick, gets it turned around in a timely manner before they've moved on to the next subject. And it was interesting because it was early, like in the 7 o'clock segment, and the whole segment goes by and Zach didn't come back with anything. And I thought, well, you know what? I think I'm gonna go try and pull this audio. It might be fun, especially after they announced that it was gonna be the Manny's T-shirt. I was like, it might be fun for the podcast to go to find that piece of audio, very historic piece of audio, where Rosie promised the curling team dinner at Manny's. And so I started looking for it, And it led to this investigation because, ladies and gentlemen, we've been hoodwinked. We've been lied to, Power Trip Nation, and it's our own fault. Our brains want to believe that Mark Rosen stiffed the curling team at the Manny's dinner. After all, he never showed up for the dinner. Plus, he has a long history of malfeasance on the Power Trip, from shorting Kreisel $5 on the golf bet to using inside information to win the Prince Super Bowl halftime bet. But this investigation isn't about that. It's about the truth. Or should I say the lie that Rosen promised to buy the curling team dinner at Manny's. The saga started on January 24th, 2018, when Tyler George and John Schuster joined the guys and Rosie in studio for the first time.
John, Tyler, nice to meet you guys. Good luck in South Korea, and let's find a way to connect while you're over there. We'll see how you're doing.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the show over the years. We appreciate it, man.
There was never any mention of a bet or Manny's on that first appearance in studio by John and Tyler. Yet Corey will later reference that as the time that the bet was placed. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, as time went by and the curling team was in South Korea for the Olympics, Tyler George would check in. His first check-in was on February 14th, 2018.
I'll give a shout-out to my sister and her boyfriend, who I know listen to this all the time, Courtney and Derek. If you're on there, then hey. So, from Korea. And they're coming out here in a couple days.
Oh, nice.
Things are going to get a little more wild out here, too.
Cool. Fantastic. Awesome. Enjoy. Thanks, guys. Have a great day, and good luck tomorrow.
Kick some butt.
Yeah, good luck in Slabville.
Thanks, thank you.
We'll kick some slabs for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Hawk at KFN.com for all the slabs, please. Yeah.
Lots of slab talk, but again, no mention of Manny's. Tyler would check in 6 days later on February 20th, 2018.
Sauce, first off, that's pretty awesome that you're watching. I'm very impressed. That's
Tyler,
a big tip.
I have nothing else to do. I go on the internet for 45 seconds, and then my whole day is free.
We move ahead to February 22nd, 2018. This is just 2 days before the U.S. wins gold and Rosie's final appearance in studio prior to the gold medal match.
All right, yeah. We'll have practice in the afternoon probably, and then we're just off for the night. So, if you guys want us for anything tomorrow night, let me know. We'll be around.
Call for sure, dude.
I'll be drinking.
Good luck, man. This is the best. We're
thank
all
you.
You better be.
One more.
Yes. I was hoping you guys were drinking now during the game.
Well, Sauce wanted to.
Yeah, when you guys come back, we're drinking. Yeah,
absolutely. With the gold medal.
All right, sounds good, fellas.
Good luck, Tyler.
Right, good luck.
Thanks for everything, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that dude's the best.
Coolest.
When you guys get back, we're drinking. Not we're going to Manny's, we'll see you at Manny's, Rosie's buying you Manny's. Nope, just we're drinking. The next day, February 23rd, 2018, the day before the gold medal match, is where our story takes a turn. Cardboard Charlie, replying to a Team Schuster tweet, tweeted, "If you win, at WCCO Rosen will take you to Manny's." Tyler George quote tweeted that and said, "I'm going to wait for a confirmation on this one from Rosie. I'd even treat." Key words there, I'd even treat. Tyler is offering to pay. Rosie responded to that, "Done deal. Bring the gold medal with you." Meat Sauce also replied to the thread and said, "At Lawyer Lambert will be there, as will I." I asked Tyler about this tweet chain, and here's what he had to say.
Well, I figure if I offered it up, that's a pretty good opening salvo to get Rosen involved. He can't let me do that and not offer afterwards. So that worked like a charm. But had it come to it, I certainly would have. Mark initially obviously said that he was more than happy to treat. I don't remember the exact quote. We were a little busy at the time, so whatever I was putting out on the internet, whatever you say, I'll go with what's out there. But I do remember saying that I would treat, yes. But again, I think that was just to get the ball rolling.
I don't think Tyler understood who he was dealing with. The next day, February 24th, 2018, Team USA wins the gold medal over Sweden. On Monday, the Power Trip returns to the studio and immediately brings up the topic of the curling team.
and then maybe go to a bar after that and get completely destroyed.
But Rosie owes him Manny's.
Yeah, and he's paying. And that's one of the things.
Seriously.
We're going to make sure he will. Don't shake your head at
no
me.
No chance.
No. Zero
he
chance.
He has to. He made
zero
it. He
chance.
Promised on the air
I
that
almost
he was
responded
pay.
To that tweet and said there's
zero
no
chance.
Way
he
no
has to.
No, he won't.
Has to.
Because
he
no,
has
there's
to.
No way
he
will.
My dad and I, and I'm about a $200 man. I spent about $200 when I go. He ain't buying for me.
No
he
way.
Has to.
He won't.
He has to
he
buy
won't.
For those four, those five, those six if they bring the coaches.
The well. Only way he spends that much money is if he has inside information and the bet's already a done deal.
Or he's a king of diamonds.
Or he's reading out of the paper.
Or he's reading out of the paper, the medal count. Mm-hmm.
That, my friends, is the first on-air mention of Rosie taking the curling team to Manny's, and it happened after the gold medal had already been won. Now, later that same show, Nick Swardson called in, and he offered his opinion as well.
I'm not joking. How naked is Mark Rosen right now?
Completely.
I would say as naked as he can be.
I mean, full nude, right?
Oh,
nude.
Yeah.
Well, and he's probably furious, Nick, as well, because if Meat Sauce didn't fill you in on this, or maybe you didn't see this on Twitter, but he promised Tyler George and John Schuster before they left for the Olympics that if they won gold, he would buy them Manny's. And there's no chance Rosen's taking his wallet out and actually paying for Manny's for those guys when they get back.
He's never done that.
Who paid when the four of
that's
us a, went?
That's
you.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I paid last time. Hmm.
Did we see Rosen's wallet?
Oh, wait, so it's Rosie's turn next time? Oh, okay. It's Mark's turn now. That makes sense. That'll work.
Wait, did he say, with a waffle?
So we heard Corey say there that Rosie made the offer before they even left for the Olympics, which we know, listening to the evidence, is clearly not the case. Now, the next day was February 27th, 2018, and Rosie had to face the music for the very first time.
Rosie, do you remember before the Olympics started and we had Tyler George and John Schuster
sitting in? Right next to us?
What?
Yeah. We had
right here
the,
down
in the back.
Are they here?
No, but do you remember we had those guys in?
Yes, I remember.
And I remember we've talked to Tyler a couple times on the phone.
Correct.
While he was in South Korea.
I remember that.
Do you remember when you promised those guys if they won gold, you would buy them Manny's?
No.
That's weird, because the rest of us do.
Everybody does. Yeah, I do, because I invited myself.
I know you did.
And the lie continues to grow, as now everyone seems to remember that Rosie made the offer while John and Tyler were in the studio, which we've proven is not true. The next day, Tyler himself called in to talk about the Manny's dinner.
Yeah, I don't think that it should be a must that he's got to pay.
Mm. Oh,
we
no.
just like to go and have dinner with him.
No, he has to pay.
Please. Trust me, the entire Twin Cities, Mark Parrish, Nick Swartz, and everybody wants Rosie to foot the bill. Don't pay. Mark pay.
No,
I'll tell you what. If he does somehow try to back out of this or doesn't show up, I can promise you that we will go there without him, and we will leave a chair empty at the table.
Aww.
And we'll put the bill in front of the chair.
And wait.
So that everybody sees that he's not there. We'll shame him. But I know he's going to show. We're not concerned about that. I just want to jab a little bit.
So even Tyler, after winning gold, did not necessarily expect Rosie to be paying. He was very correct about Rosie not showing, however, and we got reaction to that the day after the Manny's dinner on April 5th, 2018.
I don't know. Just say something to me yesterday.
Would you just say something
Parrish
to him?
Was here yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't say a word to him about the dinner.
He was
there at 7:30.
Okay,
I wasn't even on that text.
If I had been there at 7:30, I could have literally stayed for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Yeah. That would have been it.
Just enough time to pick up the tab for the $1,000 you owe Team USA. Which now, again, Mark Parrish picked up the whole tab.
Well, Mark Parrish has got... never mind.
He's got plenty of money, you're right. With. You know what? I agree with you.
How many times, Mr. Lambert, between last week and last night, did you talk to your client, Mark Rosen?
I talked to him numerous times, but we never talked about this dinner until yesterday afternoon when
I texted him.
Yesterday afternoon. What time did you text him yesterday afternoon?
I'd have to check the record.
I can tell you.
But,
I saved it. Let's see.
Can find this text.
Oh, we're talking about. Never mind.
I don't want to know what you two are talking about.
No, you don't. Okay, this is at Okay, 421, very sketchy. Looks like 7:30 at Manny's. Very sketchy, not even a done deal.
No, not very sketchy. It was locked in.
Okay, I'm telling you what is on my phone.
So we know Rosie didn't show. That's not in dispute. And we know that Parrish paid. That's not in dispute. I even asked Tyler whether or not Parrish was happy to pay.
Mark was more than happy to pay. There was no frustration whatsoever. And it was not that the bill was sitting there long, even though it was sitting in front of the empty chair that we set for Rose and took pictures of it. Mark grabbed it right away. And I think that was his plan all along, based on how many orders of oysters he put in. But I think they took pretty good care of us, too. I saw the bill, and I know what Manny's bills look like. And that was not near what it should have been. So we appreciate those guys taking care of us on that evening.
I rest my case, Power Trip Nation. We all owe Mark Rosen a very sincere, I'm sorry. All right, Dave, that's my report. Your thoughts.
Wow. First off, well done by you, Chuck. That was some very thorough investigating done on your part. I did some of my own investigating as well, and I know a bunch of other people did. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that just got repeated so many times that we all thought that he agreed to it. But, I mean, when it comes down, I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty. Ask Lori Lambert. Wow, that is a startling finding.
Yeah, and Bitmode aside, like, you know, I don't know what Corey and Sauce would say, but you know, honestly, if you'd asked me to like bet, you know, $1,000 on it, I would have said absolutely. Rosie said that he would take the curling team to Manny's. I'm like, it just, you're right. It became part of, you know, what you remember, like a false memory, because it just got repeated over and over and over. So, yeah. Now that's,
I think you're going to have to pay double for the receipt shirt now.
Possibly.
Because you're ruining the bet, Chuck.
Well, that's the whole thing. Because, you know, it might be logical to go, well, now that you know, you know, now that you've done this research, Chuck, I guess you're not buying the shirt. I bought two. So, and we're all wearing them. Like, number one, we are all wearing them in Vegas 2021, assuming that happens. Like, I want every person in Buffalo Wild Wings to have on the Rosie Manny's receipt t-shirt.
100%.
Oh, so good. That's such a brilliant shirt. I absolutely love it. So, yeah, it does ruin the bit a little bit. It honestly wasn't the direction I was going with. I was just going to grab the audio of when Rosie said that and realized we have all wronged Rosie. Rosie's had plenty of wrongs of his own over the years, but on this one, we'll give him a break. All right, well, next up, we are going to move on to some Meat Sauce Robot. We've had some different things going on these last few shows, and we have not gotten to a Meat Sauce Robot. And I think it's time for Meat Sauce Robot to do some singing.
This song F-bomb wails. I threw a wish in the well, don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you, as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night, wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Day, I just met you, and this is crazy. But here's my number. So call me, maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby. But here's my number. So call me, maybe.
Yes. Call Me Maybe by Meat Sauce Robot.
Oh, that's good. I wish we could find the computer voice. I mean, I wish we could speak to Meat Sauce, the original Meat Sauce Robot, you know, in current times.
Exactly, yeah. And I don't know if you remember, that used to be a song that Meat Sauce would love to sing, was Call Me Maybe.
It's a banger, Chuck.
It is a banger, and his rendition of it was certainly, shall we say, memorable.
We'll go with that.
All right, and speaking of memorable, Quotes Notes Opens have become quite memorable, and you know, we didn't do Quotes Notes last week because of The Tyler George interview is rather lengthy, so we kind of skipped quotes notes last week. And the week before, your open, quite frankly, was a train wreck. And I seriously considered, for the 80th time, just canning the bit altogether. But alas, it's back. Quotes notes is back. And I decided to do the open. First, I was confused, thought it was a joke. Kept thinking the show would be just fine without quotes notes. But then I spent so many shows thinking how I did quotes wrong, so I grew strong and listened to his takes on schlongs, and now it's back. So change your face, even though it's clearly just a ripoff of Tommy's takes. You give us your takes on pink socks and on all things Zamboni. And if all the sports get canceled, you'll still bet on UFC. So come on back. Get off the floor. I need my fix now. And Hockey's sister's still a whore. Aren't you the one who's just a Yeezy kind of guy? You think I'd end this? You think I'd kiss Quotes Notes goodbye? Oh no, not I. I love Quotes Notes. Oh, as long as we've got this show, I know we'll do quotes notes. I've got lots of overs to live, and you've got terrible takes to give, so it'll survive. It will survive. Hey, hey.
Oh, I feel like that was a birthday present.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to rip me to shreds. That was amazing.
Well, I figured if nothing else in all of that, you'd appreciate the kiss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a very slippery kiss in there. wow. Oh, very well done. You know, I wish I had 6 months to, you know, work on one every. I got to put them together here at the last second.
You always put them together last second. It's like,
I know. I guess
you ready to record? No, I'm finishing my quotes notes open.
The summer is a hot mess when you're in irrigation and it's 90 degrees. So.
For sure. All right. What do you got for us this week?
Okay. So we got some overflow from last week, but it's mostly from this week. Ben was raving about Freddy's Burgers. I have not myself been to a Freddy's, but I am dying to go. Chuck, have you been?
I have not. How many locations do they have?
I don't know if it's a regional thing. I know they have one in St. Cloud, and I think I saw one down in Savage, and I'm sure there's a couple in the cities. But I think it's like either a steak burger, or like an Angus burger. It's supposed to be something fancy, but looks good. Yeah. Next up, the song Watermelon Sugar blows ass. That song sucks. If you hear anything different, I mean, the term and, you know, the kind of the inside joke, you know, obviously everyone except for Meat Sauce, you know, loves some Watermelon Sugar. But yeah, that song blows ass. Next up, Eric Stolhansky is freaking sweet. But I still feel really bad because I haven't seen Super Troopers 2. Chuck, have you seen it?
I have not. It's one of those where it's like, okay, I need to see Super Troopers first, which I haven't seen either.
Oh, and, what?
Yeah, no, haven't seen the series yet. So
okay.
Maybe if Chris and Corey were successful in begging their way into Super Troopers 3, then we'll have to do the trilogy all at once.
Okay, so you need to watch Super Troopers like 30-40 times, and then we'll watch Super Troopers 2, because Super Troopers 1 is honestly amazing, cult classic, love it. Next up, Zach's goose chase this morning was absolutely brilliant. You know, there were some very creative minds in the studio there, and it just kept on getting better. Kind of felt bad for Zach a little bit because he really does try hard and busts his ass around there. But yeah, I mean, it's a bit, you know, it works, and it was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, it was really good. I was cracking up, and Marnie was definitely doing good in the role of, should we really be doing this?
Yeah, and then at the end, she's like the main culprit. She's right. Like, oh, I'll just see you next week.
Oh, so good.
Oh, that was so awesome. Let's see. Oh, okay. Haven't been able to stop listening to that Bangabus song that Creasel brought up on the show like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The song absolutely bangs. It's just a ripper. Like, listen to it on my birthday. We had a surprise birthday party. Holy shit. We had the whole house rocking. It was, yeah, it was a ripper. Next up, I think this is the third week in a row that I've said this in quotes notes. But I love Max. He's freaking awesome. He's so funny. I was DMing with him actually the other day about UFC 252 that's coming up this weekend. And I will say there is a fighter on the card that is worth $65 alone. Sugar Sean O'Malley. He is the co-main event. And the main event is a huge fight between Stipe and Cormier. It's a legacy fight, so if there's never a better chance to get into the MMA than this week, and the last two fights are going to be outstanding.
Nice. Yes, Max is awesome. I liked his little public transportation saga that he told the other day.
Yes. Yeah, that almost made quotes of the week as well. Something about buses. Oh, man, I can't think of it right now, but it was pretty good. Duel of the Decades this Wednesday was my favorite yet. I had it at 1999, 6-4 over 2009, even though 2009 won. Tough for me, too, because 1999 was the first year that we got cable in my family's home. So we just started watching MTV and TRL. And then 2009 was the year I graduated from high school, so it was a tough one for me.
Yeah, it was nip and tuck for me until they got to Gaga, and Gaga blew it away, and 2009 won easily thanks to those two rippers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm a huge Gaga guy. Poker Face is like, I mean, right away it was just absolute banger. Alejandro is, I could listen to it a billion times and it's still amazing. But not the biggest fan of Poker Face. I would definitely go with one of the Christina or Britney songs over that.
No way. I go 6 to midnight when I hear Poker Face. It's like I hear that song and like I am in the Planet Hollywood casino. I've got a huge stack of bills. I'm walking to whatever table. You know, fast forward 2 hours when I'm limping back to my room with no money and half plastered. But
see, that's the thing, is it's the gambling angle in there with the Poker Face.
100%. Yeah, if that song was something about, like, you know, her surfing in Hawaii or something like that, I'd be like, it's all right or whatever. But yeah, the fact that it's Poker Man, my favorite line of that is, a little gambling is fun when you're with me. Yeah. So, I love that line.
So I bet you love that, what's that, there's some Waking Up in Vegas?
Oh my God. God,
I feel like that's like top three song for Creasel. He always brings that one up.
Hell yes. Any song. I used to do, like, my wife and I first started going to Vegas together, I would always like burn, this is how old it is, I would burn a CD of, like, you know, top Vegas songs or songs that reference Vegas, you know, some of Sinatra's classics and, you know, eventually Waking Up in Vegas. And one of my favorites was actually the Faith Hill, Hey Baby, Let's Go to Vegas. Every single song, but yeah, absolutely. But Poker Face, that's probably one of my favorite, like, gambling related songs.
Yeah.
You
need to burn me one of those gambling, those Vegas CDs.
Well, last year when we went, I had on my phone a Vegas playlist, and then we just we didn't spend a whole lot of time in the vehicle, and I never, like, plugged it in and let it rip. So, but yeah, we'll do that this year. We'll get a playlist.
Yeah, we're going to have to bring a boombox with us.
Yes.
Just what's that movie where he's holding it over his head and he's trying to get the girl's attention out the window or in her bedroom? He's holding up the boombox.
Not Ring the Bell.
Okay, it was from the 80s, so that's right in your wheelhouse.
Oh yeah, it is.
Okay, next. Like you said last week, when you ripped me for bringing up things that we've already talked about, the Manny's receipt shirt kicks ass. Great work, RD. But in general, the KFAN quarantines, a take on the State Fair t-shirts, Not only do we get one release, we get four releases the next, you know, we got three more Mondays left. Really excited to see what those shirts are going to be, and they kind of all have a theme with the week, so I'm really interested to see what is next.
The Fan Jam ones are going to rock. Like, I might actually get non-Power Trip ones, depending upon what they do with that, because, I'm already excited for that. I'll be perfectly honest, I wasn't really blown away with anything else other than the Manny's Receipt t-shirt. So, you know, a lot of it's because it wasn't necessarily Power Trip driven or related and stuff, but, I was, you know, perfectly honest, I was just a little bit underwhelmed. So only the Manny's Receipt t-shirt got my money, but, I have a feeling I might be purchasing every single Fan Jam t-shirt.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like I could see the Guardsy versus Barrero, the, mm-hmm. you know, Tenna versus Common. Oh, I'd love that.
Barrera versus Skrillex, that would be a good one.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. Love me some Barrera Skrillex. If somebody can find the actual audio of the Barrera, like the actual ones that they like cut up and used as liners, let me know, because I've been digging for those for a while. And I always used to, from my personal Twitter account, I went through trying to find some old Power Trip stuff, and I think it was like every Friday I would text that at Hawk back in like 2012, 2013. I'm like, Hawky, play the Barrero Skrillex. Like, Hawky, it's my birthday. Play the Barrero Skrillex bit. Like, it's like every week.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, it's definitely like 2013, 2014-ish.
Yeah. Shit. We'll find it. Next up, Brooks Bollinger's Beauty, a very unassuming dude. But, you know, he's a really good storyteller, and obviously he has a lot of good stories to tell as a, you know, former professional athlete. Especially interesting, you know, I think it was Perry's question about how was it playing on the same team as Terrell Owens, you know, kind of being a drama, you know, a dramatic guy and everything. I thought that was kind of cool for him to explain that story.
Yeah, as long as he's not talking about his Wisconsin years, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. Or that he grew up in Grand Forks. Barf. And last, thanks to everybody who reached out on Twitter. Wish me happy birthday. I'm now 30. I'm old. I'm washed up. And nobody cares. So that is quotes notes. We're back, baby.
I'll officially say, as someone that's older than that, I think 37 is like officially washed up. That was kind of where I, like, that was like the line right there. It was like, you know, because some people are like, oh, 40, but no, 37 is about the number. So you got like 7 years of good life left, and then it's over.
Oh, I'll just keep playing the Banga Bus song on repeat for the next 7 years. That'll keep me energized.
And I'll just keep doing Barrera Skrillex remixes, so that
yeah, I got to make a very catchy you know, Power Trip or quotes of the week thing now.
Yeah, that's absolutely. That's a good idea. Yeah. We'll have to get some audio going for you as well. So,
yeah.
All right, well, that will do it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, Dave. Where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Power Trip Quotes.
I'm, of course, at Power Trip Bets. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.